Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Whatever happens, happens. Warning, this episode contains explicit language, but the explicit language is completely out of love and joy and with the intention of bringing discernment and awareness and silliness into the world that we live in. Welcome back. This is the podcast, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Welcome. This is an understatement. I am super excited for the episode that's about to unfold right now. I am joined by one of the greatest heart-centered men that I have been privileged to know in my life. I've known him for 7 years or more. What is time? We're both time travelers. We're wizards of the divine arts. We used to host a podcast together called the Brain Sex Podcast, where we would go deep into relationship dynamics and really let it all out. It is a podcast that men and women would beg us to develop more episodes of. I'm not tooting our horn, but we were told that we held a divine masculine frequency that was so aligned with the feminine that more and more men needed to hear what we were talking about from us because of our attunement and integration of the feminine within us. So without further ado, I have to introduce you to Thayer Brown, a chocolatier master, a master of the crystals, and just an all-around incredible human being. So everybody, round of applause for Thayer Brown! Woo! The earth goes wild! Oh, the earth is already wild? Oh, but they still love us, though. Thayer, welcome!
Thank you so much for having me, Navi. Wow, what an incredible, incredible opportunity here to be with you now in this space with all of you here listening. I'm so incredibly grateful and happy to be sharing with you some exciting new things coming up in our hearts and minds, and hope that we can continue to resonate and share deep truths to connect, heal, conquer, and create.
Yeah. So I have to talk to our listeners here because we already made a mistake. This is going to be a two-part episode. Is it planned? No. But the thing about Thayer and I is that our dynamic is so fluid and magical that we should always be recording what we're saying. So when I picked him up and brought him to the Music Academy, I should have hit record already. But we didn't. And here we are. So I know that we have the potential of going back and forth and complimenting each other and just being silly and going deep. So, listeners, be forewarned. This is part one. We're going to record all the way through, but I'm going to break it up in two parts. And you're not going to want to miss a single part. So, Thayer, we're here in Santa Barbara at the Music Academy. And we've been friends for a long time. We've been encouraging each other's purpose and passion over the years. I've seen you grow tremendously. You were in your early 20s and I was in my late 20s when we met. And now to have done the work, to have gone through life, relationships, and just crazy ass shit, we are at this place where the world doesn't seem like it's falling apart. It really is. What's going on in your world, in your heart right now?
Navi, you know me to be a true and honest person. I can be true and honest and say I am seeing and feeling things falling apart right now. I can also be true and honest with you in saying that that is okay. That is completely okay. It has been okay. It will be okay. We are here to see and do and be all that we can, all that we are, all that we shall be. And the things that we are seeing are, in many more ways than we can understand and yet comprehend, creating the opportunity and the foundation for us to become what it is we need for ourselves and for this planet.
So you say what we need to become. And I want to touch on that because that can go in a million different ways. I like to think that shitty people are still children of God. They're still divine. They're just in a state of becoming. Their consciousness is in a state of becoming. And for some reason, you and I took a compressed time frame. People call us old souls. We meet other old souls. But we were in the state of becoming in physicality as a boy to a man over the journey, and that's a huge topic as well. And then we got to a place in consciousness where we literally get to become and choose what that becoming is. For example, you and I have a long-running joke about how wizards never die. I refer to you as my wizard brother, not just as a nickname, but we resonate on levels of tonics and alchemy and food and thoughts in a way that literally makes us wizards. Now, you don't have to take that for, yeah, we're wizards and we have long beards. We do have beards, but we're not wearing the hat. We're not Harry Potter. But there's something about knowing that, like, there is a fellow wizard out there that recognizes my wizardness and I recognize his. So speak to how you see, where you see yourself becoming. What have you become? What are you still becoming? And what about those around you, your inner circle, and then the greater community circle?
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel truly that in this time, now more than ever, the becoming is a coming to be, quite literally speaking. It is a beingness that we embody and resonate to at any moment and simultaneously all moments. And the coming of the being is where our intention lies, is where our focus, our awareness, our concentration, our ability to define and harness and specialize, conceptualize, manifest into reality the vibration or feeling or beingness that we are desiring or being led or called to come to be. And that becoming is coming very quickly, oftentimes more obviously than some are prepared for, were told about, and or were educated on in any formal or healthy way. And a lot of what we are seeing reflected in this world and in the idea of things falling apart is our outdated and no longer fully divinely true beliefs, attachments, expectations, and triggers that we have let run us for too long. We are stepping into our power here or now, and it is available to us fully.
On the way over here, we were talking about a few different subjects, and, you know, we're in Santa Barbara. Usually we live in a bubble, and we've just experienced 3 days of riots in other parts of the world. Right down the street in Los Angeles, watching the Instagram stories of my friends who live there, I'm just like, holy crap, what a contrast. And when we're talking about becoming, I feel like we are, as a collective, becoming more aware of what some of us have been aware for a long time. And you were telling me about how you've been in the movement arena for a while. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. Yes, there is a massive movement, both literally, physically, and absolutely energetically, happening now. And movement, from what I've seen and experienced within my own body and within the collective community, is how change occurs. Movement can be subtle and slow and intentional and with ease, or none of those things. And we get the choice, we have the responsibility to decide to respond. How we choose to respond is our responsibility. And I have moved within myself each and every time I feel moved by the collective. That is a newer practice that I've been honing and developing that has greatly condensed and made palpable and able to process the larger, more fear-inducing ideas and energies that are being spoken of and felt through right now.
So would you say that you've become desensitized?
No. No, I wouldn't say that I've become desensitized. I would say that I've become resensitized to myself, my truest self, my true senses, and what this information that I'm experiencing is truly telling me.
What is it telling you?
It's telling me to be love. More than ever, harder than ever, stronger, louder, faster, bigger.
You're a nice example of leading by example. Yeah, the movement, the word movement makes me think of a dance. There are people that are choreographers, and they're really good at dance, and they've been doing it for a long time. They can teach others how to dance. There are people that like the idea of dance and just do their own thing and look silly as fuck, and that's fun, that's cool, that's the arena that I'm in. But from a collective standpoint, we're in this weird dance where people are being awkward and doing weird movements because they don't know what to do. They're new to this whole thing. So speaking to the desensitization, to some, it could be perceived that we're desensitized, but we're really more aware. And we have been for a long time, and awareness can only grow. So we're at this place where we really have to sit with, like, yeah, we know the world is fucked up. We know that it's dark. We've known that for a long time, and it's been really upsetting. We went through that phase where we were livid. We were the crazy person on Instagram or Facebook, just tearing shit up, saying whatever we wanted. We've known this, and now it is clearer than ever through not the media, because from my perspective, the media is manipulating and showing all these riots, but they're not showing all these people cleaning up the streets together. Where's that? Where's that clip at the 10 o'clock news? You know? So as we increase our awareness, It's important to connect with other people, because you're going to fall apart if you don't do this alone. You're not going to be able to breathe. And I didn't say that on purpose. But that's what it feels like. This whole thing, we are all suffocating. It's not a race thing. It is a humanity thing. There is a 3% of the system that's fucked up that is affecting the other 97%. So what are you gonna do to teeter away from the chaos? The chaos exists. The shit exists. We have to accept that, and we have to know the truth. I like to say that you can't stop being lied to until you realize you're being lied to. And that's what's happening right now. This is why people are upset and rioting. And we have been robbed of our very right to have sovereignty. And we need a lot of things, but humor and compassion and heart and discernment and seriousness in order to be able to navigate through these waters right now.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Now, these times are inciting, exciting, and things are coming up that are to be processed, whether we like it or not, whether we want it or not, whether we know how, where, when, or why. So, let's just take a deep breath together.
Let it out. Feel it out. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but the vowels, A-E-O-U, release energy in the body that feel amazing. And a lot of people feel it when they're going to the bathroom. When they've been holding it in, they've been needing to pee, then they pee, and you get that release. I'm speaking for myself. I didn't mean to say everybody feels the same way about how great it feels to pee. That release is not acknowledged. And I like to give people little tips, little miraculous tips, because you are a chemical producing being. Acknowledge that. You're by yourself, you're in your own privacy, and you're just like, it's that exhale of relief. It's that sigh of relief, but put some sound and meaning behind it. And I promise you, you will be a lot less stressed than you normally are. And if you experience just 0.5% less stress in your life, I tell you, that makes a world of difference. Do you have any wizard techniques for minimizing the stress?
I think that's a great one, honestly, Navi. I think absolutely finding balance within yourself and finding new ways to find and redefine balance within yourself. For myself, I feel like every time I let myself release, let myself let out what I need to come out in whatever form, I am less influenced. I'm less likely to let something else in. When I am truly feeling into my beingness and what I am intending to embody, I can literally draw to me all that I need and release from me all that I don't. But when I do have that hesitation, when I do have that doubt, that second guessing, that holding, that fear, that stagnation, anxiety, the things that you do not release, you will not be released by. Mm-hmm. They will have a hold on you because you let them. And the longer you do not release them, the stronger the hold will be. So be with all of your feelings, be with all of your chemicals, and let them go as needed.
Yeah, our feelings and chemicals and everything that we are works in cycles. So sometimes, I know that I've experienced this, like I experience the collective anger before it shows up. And then that aggression shows up in my life and my communication. And then I try to figure out what's wrong with me, what do I still need to heal? And most of the time, all that stuff isn't even mine. But it's also because I am not talking, I am not expressing. Silence is part of the problem. And to piggyback on what you just said, one of my favorite quotes that I first heard Gabby Bernstein say, I'm sure it's a famous quote that exists, that which is within you heals you. And if you don't let it out, it kills you. Which brings us to the point of self-expression. 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 Self-expression is what you are. It is your gifts, it is your joy, and your passion. And if you put a blockade on them, you are blocking your energy flows, and dis-ease shows up in the body and the world around you. It's like, you gotta take care of yourself before you can even think about going out there and try to do something. That doesn't mean do nothing. Always do something. But bring awareness to the fact that you must first fill your cup up. Speaking of self-expression, Thayer, try to eye gaze with me as much as possible while we record this. I like something that you just said about intention, which always makes me feel that we have the opportunity to intend literally everything. It doesn't mean you're gonna get everything. I like to say that you'll get what you want or something better. You have to be open to it looking completely different than what you expected. And I remember we went to a festival, music or one of those festival things a while back, and we had access and communication to so many people. And I remember that, like, we're just being ourselves. That's what I love about our dynamic. Like, I can be silly as a duck or a penguin or a flamingo. And you're right there with me. You may not turn into a flamingo, but you're validating and laughing, and there's no judgment. And at that festival, we had many people that we interacted with tell us that they feel safe being themselves around us. And that sticks with you. It's like the permission slip to keep being yourself, because yourself is what's gifting people. And as a man in this world, trying to figure out, you know, what does it mean to be a man, from being a kid to a teenager, not having powerful, healthy, integrated masculine role models. Not saying that our role models were bad people, but we didn't have that integration that is happening in the world today around the divine masculine. That is something that I want to speak to, because we need more examples. And I'm not saying we're the role models or the examples, but this permission slip, be yourself. People feel healed around you when you are yourself.
Absolutely. I am so truly honored and blessed every single time that another being acknowledges my presence, that another being is willing to share even a moment with me, out of all the other beings to share a moment with, out of all the other places to be embodied in, out of all the other times and lifetimes and planets to be embodied in. The rarity of each moment you have ever experienced is far beyond your possible comprehension. And that beauty is one small facet of you, of the spirit and divine infinite soul that you are. And I was reminded just the other day by a friend of mine, Karen. She spoke to a truth that rang quite clear for me, that in this age of doing and of suffering from the attachment of doing, achieving, and comparison from a lack mindset, we truly are beingness is enough. The fact that you are alive on this planet here and now is enough to catalyze exactly what needs to be and to happen. And there's massive amount
of opportunity
that will be available to you when you realize this. You are going to steamroll through the opportunities that are going to be flying at you one after another after another. There are some times when you're realizing the intensity of an opportunity in the moment, and the moment will literally reflect that opportunity and that intensity directly in your face.
And those are great opportunities. That is the art of life. Something will always come in to disrupt your reality and your peace. And that's annoying, and who wants that? Let's live in a utopian blah, blah, blah. No, you're in this human suit. You're on this planet for a reason. You exist. And that means you've experienced trauma, but you exist. You've gone through the worst pain. You've been accused of the worst things. You've been burnt at the stake, but you exist here and now. How will you treat this opportunity? Like I always love to say, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. What are you going to do different in order to truly own the opportunity? That's another thing. Like, are you owning your life? When did you start owning your life there?
I started owning my life when I met folks who, beyond every obstacle I couldn't even imagine, were owning their lives every day, every moment, with every person that they meet. I've had the opportunity to work with, play with, speak with, and be with living and breathing embodied angels who have had mental, emotional, physical disabilities, and yet not let those things even in the slightest limit their light, their joy, their passion, their love, their beingness, their doingness, and their change of people's minds and hearts on this planet. I took responsibility for myself when I realized how truly privileged I was.
That's something to talk about, privilege. Keeping this lighthearted and all. On the drive over here, I was listening to you speak. And I love where you are in consciousness and where you are in geography and where we are. Because I have the unique perspective of being born 9 months after my mom first came to the United States, a year and 9 months after my dad came to the United States. And they came from El Salvador, Latin American culture, into the late 80s of a little town called Santa Cruz, California, which was one of the last hippie towns in America that was... I didn't know that until one of my college professors told me that when I told him where I was from. But I didn't know about racism or the division of how we're quote-unquote different until it was taught to me in school. And I was, you know, I grew up in a white culture. but I'm Hispanic. So at an early age, I completely removed the idea of race. There was a huge disconnect at home and school and TV shows. So it was up to me as a kid without guidance to figure out what culture and who I was. And guess what? I didn't do the work. I liked what I liked. I didn't put any sight on race because it wasn't part of my reality to care about. I was watching my Nickelodeon TV shows. I was watching all that. I was watching Friends, Saved by the Bell. And I didn't know that, but that was showing me, that was giving me a model to live by. So as we get older and, you know, I realize, oh, I'm not white, right? That's funny. Why? Yeah, I know that, like, the whole thing is serious matter. It's really been bad for African Americans in the United States, and it's been bad for a lot of ethnicities and races all over the world. So being in Santa Barbara and being in this bubble and seeing all these riots on my social media, but not here in town, seeing love and compassion as soon as the pandemic broke out, seeing love and compassion during these tumultuous, painful times in physicality in my town and not seeing it out there is kind of a mindfuck. How do I bridge that? Because I find it very hard to address. It hurts me. It hurts me to my core. It makes me cry. But what can I do, not having had, being blessed not having had that experience? Even in my quote-unquote minority classification.
No, absolutely so. I believe it comes back to us as individual, infinite spiritual beings. We cannot standardize our experience. I will repeat this for clarity. If there was any question, we cannot standardize our experience.
What?
Nor really can we standardize anything in this world, on this planet we currently inhabit. It is a natural world. It is alive, living, being, changing, growing, evolving. And as are we all, individually. We cannot have an expectation and compare it to another person and expect that to yield a truth to be relied upon or scientifically repeated. The individual and individuation of us all is the beauty that we are. And I'm feeling that more of what we are seeing and experiencing is the result of changes in the surface. This surface physical visual world that we live in, this physical dimension, and we are getting to the deeper, core, truer heart of the matter. Literally of all matter, physical atoms throughout this universe. And this idea, this human-created concept of race, class, culture, community, family, however you choose to define it, in whatever language you prefer, there are truths and deeper acknowledgments that need to be made beyond this physical appearance. I'm looking here at a mirror. It says, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. I would argue objects out here in this physical world and people are much deeper than they appear.
Beautiful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, take a deep breath. Let it out. This is where we are, in the heart of things. From my perspective, I see two worlds. If you want to bake a cake, you're going to have to break some eggs. Do you know what kind of cake you want? Do you know what you want that cake to look like, taste like, smell like? Do you know what you want that cake to evoke in others that see that cake? Making a cake is messy. And we're seeing how the old ingredients need to be thrown out. They're expired. The eggs need to be broken and tossed out because we're going vegan. We're going compassion. We're going with full heart. So I see a split between two worlds. That's really just the ending and the beginning. I see the pain, the very real pain and fucked up things that are happening in the world, but I already see the evidence of the other side. I see people coming together. I see people uniting. I see people speaking up when they've been silent for 80 years, 60 years. I see old fogies changing their perspective and opening up to what the indigos and the crystals, children, what they've been trying to tell us for years. I see the shift in consciousness in the storytelling that is told. And Thayer, I think you'll appreciate this. I see it in the mass media around superhero shows, TV shows, movies, etc. My partner, Katie, recently said the most amazing thing to me. She said, we need to watch every single Marvel movie, all 23 movies, and take notes and see how it relates, how all of it relates to what's happening right now. I find that beautiful because back in the day, superhero movies were all about making money. There was no heart in it. But when it comes to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, there's so much heart that teaches you about you. There are countless very professional and beautiful essays that go into each of the characters, their arcs, what's going on in the storyline that means that we are no longer just being fed the brainwashing of you're out for yourself, you're out to get money, you're out to get the woman, you're out to find your true love. Because it turned out that true love was really that thing within yourself. You had to find yourself first. So this is where I play the devil's advocate or hold the scales in the middle. There's both. We're being now fed both sides of the story, and it's up to you to choose and intend every single day where you're gonna stand. With that, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with part two of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles with Thayer Brown and Jonathan Navi. And now, we've reached and arrived at our first ever intermission on Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. This is a great time to stop, take a breath, pause, relax. You can either pause the audio here, come back to it later, or you can continue listening. Everything is okay. Things are working your highest good and for the highest good of everybody. Just as soon as you're ready to continue listening, feel free to continue. Welcome back from our little breather, our little break. Thayer, you just handed me raw, unpolished, about, say, a pound and a half of aquamarine. Aquamarine is a crystal that comes from the earth. Can you tell us more about this particular stone and the benefits that you know of, that people can ponder? Because I feel like right now we're in the state of introduction. There's a lot of people that don't know much about crystals and the spiritual woo-woo that we're into. So just from a practical standpoint, can you tell me a little bit about the aquamarine?
Yeah, I can. Actually, Navi, thank you. This piece, well, I actually was... happy to come into my life. It was brought to me by a traveler, a collector, a common fellow crystal brother and sharer of knowledge. He too was also very, very clearly called. He felt divinely led and inspired to share the beauty of his craft and his passion from where his culture has been appreciating and developing practices for years. He was originally from Brazil in São Paulo, and he collects these stones, raw natural mineral gems, all over Brazil. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and some incredible, incredible healing and transformation happens because of it and around there. And he felt called to continue to work with the earth and to share it with the world. So I was ever so grateful when he came by and was able to unload these waves of beauty. Aquamarine has been coming more strongly lately with more water ceremonies and intentional connection to water as our earth goes through this collective warming, heating, changing of the atmosphere. The earth is definitely speaking if you're willing to listen and hear what it has to say. And I truly believe aquamarine is a beautiful reminder, a great reflection of who we are, of what our bodies are made of physically, and of our fluidity, our flexibility. We can change shape, structure. We can alter our being down to every atom with mere intention, thought, feeling, words. We can cast spells, magic. Yes, magic, folks. And we are, whether we are aware of it or not, every single day. So what magic are you bringing into your life? What magic are you bringing out of your life into the world? Or what would you like to? This is just an invitation and an exploration. Are you open to it?
Life is magical AF. But it's only magical if you're attuned and open to it. And that's why I always say, BYOM, bring your own magic. That way there's no lack of magic in your environment. I love the way you explain that so practically. I feel like anybody can take a crystal or a stone and be able to correlate that to the planet and how we're related to the planet. All the atoms and molecules and how we're all interconnected. But for those that haven't had much of a trip down this part of the spiritual journey. Can you speak to anything about the benefits of exploring just crystals in general?
Absolutely. I'm realizing and remembering more and more of myself. As the being that I am, I truly see and believe that we all are at heart and at the core spiritual beings, having a human experience, creating and sharing in a divine play. And the spirit is the essence of beauty, is the epitome of all that we wish to adore and love and aspire to. The least dense dimension of our existence. And the physical world, the earth, the body, the stone, the skin, the bone is the densest, hardest, most solidified aspect or facet of reality. And for myself, when I'm looking for more of that practicality, more of that grounding, more of that based in the real world, what physical steps are you taking? Crystals are one of my greatest teachers, one of my best reminders of all the opportunities, of all of the potential, of every variety of color, shape, hue, translucency, pattern, etching, energy, vibration, light, magnetism. They all uniquely show their exact signature, effortlessly, infinitely repeating. And we can all do the same. We can know and be ourselves to the true extent that we wish.
And just so you listeners know, Thayer owns one of the most sought out after crystal shop online. So he's not just some crazy guy talking about crystals like I'm about to sound in a second. He really knows the ins and outs. He has studied it deeply. And more than that, when I hear you talk there, I can feel your heart, the knowledge in your heart that comes from you just holding and talking about this aquamarine. Now, for me to sound crazy. Once you go down the path, when I started to go down the path, I started to learn about crystals and how they are alive. Everything is alive. There's a vibration and a frequency to them. And in 2014, I worked in a restaurant in Santa Barbara, and I used to carry around smaller crystals. They meant a lot to me. They'd been with me for a long time. There was a lot of intention. I took them on many road trips, had them blessed by different shamans. And I had this little pouch of crystals, and I didn't want to give them away, but they were there for the opportunity to give something that meant a lot to me away. And you never know whose day you're going to make by giving away a little tiny amethyst or a citrine or an agate. Whatever crystals resonate with you and you're drawn to, somebody else will benefit from the joy. And it doesn't have to correlate with, doesn't just have to be crystals. It's like, what is it, what are you carrying around that you have the ability to pass off to somebody else? It could just be a smile. I remember meeting a celebrity and her daughter at this restaurant, and I was just no holds barred, magic turned way up, was literally told by my boss, please tone down your magic. And obviously, as a rebel that I am, I was like, nope, turn it way up. And having this conversation and explaining these tiny little things to a little girl and then being like, these are now yours. Completely just the environment around me in that space changed. The mother of the child was just like, no, no, no. But she was so grateful and said yes because she saw how happy the little girl was. Because obviously it looks and I speak in a way where you know that I'm passionate and you know that I love that which I'm holding and talking about. So to give it away to someone just learning and coming into the world that needs more joy is something that we can all do.
Absolutely. That is so wonderfully put, Navi. Thank you for sharing that. And I think it is truly important for us to recognize these opportunities, to see and be aware of these beautiful moments that are all around us, surrounding us every single day. And they're truly in your life right now today, listener, as you are listening. You have unimaginable potential. All you have to do is imagine it and be it. There isn't much you need. You have more than you could ever want or ask for. And knowing that is the first step to being that and doing that, sharing that with others. We all know the power of a smile. Many of us now are learning what it's like to have that power taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that difference. Realize your effect on people, whether you know it or want it or not. And use it with intention. Use it with compassion. Plan it ahead of time. Realize you can craft and create experiences and truths that will last far beyond this moment and into the next.
I like to say, defend the moment. Stand up for the moment, because the moment is all we have. Yeah, that's that aggressive tone again. There are people walking around not smiling because no one will give them a smile. Be the one who gives out the smiles, expecting nothing in return. I like to be weird. I was like, oh, I can be weird and I can live my life? All right, let me do that. And by weird, I mean I'm different. I'm different because I smile at strangers in a way that changes the energy. I'm different because I like to assume that people are good. That doesn't mean I am putting my head in the sand like an ostrich and not looking at how things need to be. I know how things are. They're fucked up. That's why I have to defend the moment. It is this crazy, teetering, tightrope walk. It's exhausting. I didn't have a smile for a few weeks because I was overwhelmed with work, family dynamics. And on top of that, I had to be on crutches. My knee was in pain. I tore a ligament. And until recently, I've been able to smile, and it reminded me how important it is to hold that frequency. It's important to feel everything. I'm still going to get pissed off, mad, justified, and entitled. But I'm more in that center of this smile is so important right now. Speaking up and being silly is so important because that's who I am. You know, bringing it back to how I feel around you, it's like I feel like I can say and do anything. And I don't feel that with everybody. I feel I'm lucky that I have at least, if not more, 7 solid people that allow me to be myself. Because that has prompted me enough at this point in my evolution to go on social media and say whatever the fuck I want with compassion, with aggression, with heart. Because it's all heart. I know where I'm coming from. And I know that I'm not some loony, holding on to the edge of the cliff, trying to say whatever I want in order to offend and set off bombs and stuff like that. No! I love you. I love you, and that's why I have to do this. I have to team up with people like Thayer, pack up our love bombs, and start tossing them all over the place. Because why not? If the world's going to shit and it's ending, might as well love it up. I'm not going to go loot and steal. I'm not going to go hurt people. I'm going to throw some love bombs. Because then maybe enough of us will get that contagion of love and be able to send it to people 10 feet away, 6 feet away, people right in front of us. And I can still keep wearing a mask while I throw love bombs, or I can take it off. I can look at somebody in the eyes and really see them. And that goes back to what you said before. I have no idea. I will never claim that I know what you have gone through, what you are going through. I have been through hell and back and through a couple times, because I'm crazy and weird like that. But we don't live in a time anymore where we can dwell in hell. We don't live in a time where we can hang out with resentment. There's a lot of resentment that I held on for a few weeks, and that's why I wasn't smiling. No, it's not necessary anymore. We're in the end game. We're in the end zone. The other world has already manifested. We're in the transition point between the end of the last world as we go into the new world. So I know that the new world exists. So in order to help and serve, how can I love up on the earth as much as possible with as many people as possible?
How? You ask?
Yes. Tell me.
You're already doing it.
No.
You are being it. We are all being it and doing it.
Being it and doing it.
How is being what you can? Being all that you can. Doing what you can. Nothing more, nothing less. If you don't, there's no judgment for that either, but you still can. And when you do, when you be, when you are living your purpose, you will know it. You will feel it. You will see it. You will be reminded moment after moment after moment with beautiful, beautiful remembrance. And others will be and do what they can.
That's all well and beautiful, but what about the part of the journey where I'm beating myself up because I don't feel like I know what my purpose is?
This knowing, this idea of achieving or acquiring or arriving at a moment different than this now moment is another thing we simply can't standardize anymore. Disconnecting this now moment from some hypothetical future moment is not how to acknowledge all that you are. How to acknowledge all that you are and to live your purpose and your path is to simply acknowledge all that you are and to live your path. Now, that may not look like knowing what your path is. It may not feel like feeling what your purpose is. Or it may, but I can assure you it shall. And as you will come to learn, the experience, each moment of integration along the way is also the purpose, is also the beingness, is also you. Not any moment or status or achievement or attainment or acquirement, but the back and forth, the doubt, the devil on the shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. It's all you. Continuing to acknowledge it, be with it, observe what is, let it pass.
Get out of your head and into your heart. Sometimes your purpose is to just be in the moment, to take that breath, to take that step. Get out of your head, stop thinking, and you'll be flooded with the right thing to do. When you're around others who don't see the world the same way you do, it hurts. You feel alone, but we're here to tell you that you are not alone. These concepts that we're talking about are just for fun, because life was originally made just for fun. I read that somewhere. Sometimes you're supposed to ride on the back of the truck and just go while your friend drives or some random person drives. You have to figure stuff out. And that comes from following your heart. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to go through some regrets. But you're going to learn, and you're going to know in your heart more and more who you are, which is so important, because you're going to be in relationships with other human beings. You're going to be in an intimate relationship with someone. An intimate relationship is where all the shit comes out. Ironically, the person you love and trust the most is where all your untended wounds will arise.
So just be with it. That's okay. Laugh it up if you can. Cry it out if you need to. Scream it out. Breathe with it. Be with it. Discover your own way. Start a new trend. Share it with someone else. Challenge someone else. Find accountability. Ask for help. You have options. Infinitely more and more.
According to your awareness, because there is no lack. Lack is just the illusion. Like, you can't have lack without abundance. That's the thing. You literally can't have lack. So if you say you lack, you're just not focusing on the abundance, because if you actually lack, there would be nothing to lack. Your angel and your devil on your shoulder. It's about time you had a team meeting. Because the angel and the devil are on the same team. This is, might sound blasphemous to some. Take this as fiction and entertainment. Take it as something to think about. Once you stop fighting your demons and you grow to understand each other, you and the angels and your demons are all on the same team. That doesn't mean there won't be conflict, but at least now you know that you're headed in the same direction. You want the same things, you just go about it in different ways. And it's about communicating with these parts within yourself. Have tea. Have some kombucha with your angels and demons. This is the fun part. Because there's no limitations on how you go about integrating and learning more about yourself in order to get to that place where you are deciding every single day, this is who I'm going to be today. This is what I intend for my day. Will I be cut off? Absolutely. Cut off when I'm on the highway. Will I say, hey, F you, buddy? No. I've made a decision to say, hey, go bless your mother. Bless you, bless your mother, and bless everybody. Shift the pendulum swing. Disrupt the disruption. By being silly as fuck. That's why I love talking about baby Thanos. Talk about relationships. Bringing baby Thanos into the relationship is awesome. I'm going to talk a little bit about relationships because we used to have a podcast called the Brain Sex Podcast. Me and my partner have incorporated some pretty funny things into like the ego dynamics that happen sometimes. And one of them is tacos or Thanos. When we're in a fight and like clearly like we both want to be right, one of us yells out, tacos or Thanos. And the analogy there is that we can either go enjoy some tacos, because everybody loves tacos, or we can let the train drive by and derail everything in its path. And the train in this analogy is Thanos. Thanos had heart. Nobody approves of what he did. Thanos from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Avengers, blah, blah, blah. He did whatever it took to be right. He had a good intention behind it, but he went about it the wrong way. And I use the analogy that that's our ego. And in a relationship, with somebody that I'm building my life with, raising kids, building businesses, sharing visions, sharing families, there's no room to be Thanos. So in that aggressive moment, we both have to stop and be like, tacos, tacos. We're always going to choose tacos. And there are other things that have shown up in our life that are just hilarious around Thanos, or, you know, us being in a fight and somebody literally named Peaches comes in. And now we have a thing where it's like, well, we need more peaches right now because we're not getting anywhere. Those little things are so important, because as we talk about ourselves, we need to start realizing that we're flooding into every other relationship in our life.
We absolutely are. And you realize more and more as you are getting to know yourself, your vibration, your influence will grow. It will be infectious. It will reach an influence and flow like aquamarine, overflowing to everywhere and anyone who is even open to the slightest to receive. So continually remembering, being true and honest with yourself in each moment, and realizing your levels of energy, your levels of excitement, the things that get you to feel, to be, to do, to think, those are the things that are your tools, your weapons, your options and opportunities. And adding the awareness in that present moment can completely shift the future forever. That is
literally
a true time traveling practice.
Scientifically proven. Take the time travel thing that people don't believe in out of it. It, what he just said is scientifically proven. An atom knows that it's being watched and it reacts accordingly. There are mirrors, molecules. There are parallel, blah, blah, blah. I'm not the scientist, but you can absolutely find the science behind that. You're in a peculiar situation right now because you become the sum of the people you spend the most time with. And if you're in a relationship with any person, whoever you spend the most time with, you are mirroring unconsciously. And from a scientific level, there are things called mirror neurons, where the neurons begin to transform. You ever notice how like couples start to look like each other, or pets and pet owners, or a particular group of people? It's very subtle. But your DNA is literally shifting into your surroundings. And this is why this is so crucial. Based on what we're talking about and the way we show up, raising the awareness. This is why they say nature isn't kind to creatures who lack awareness. And if you were to add just 5% of awareness to your day, like in stir up in the morning, today I intend to add just 5% more awareness. You don't need that much. Just a tiny bit gives you back the control of the wheel.
And just see what you can do with that awareness. Just see what you can be with that awareness. And realize that you could always do that. You could always be that. It's just now you are aware of it. Isn't that funny?
Wow. Wow. Ooh, this conversation is on fire.
So true, so true it is, Navi. It is burning with the flame of a thousand suns.
Hot!
And the violet flame of healing and transformation is being spread throughout the entire universe.
Oh my
and
God.
Beyond.
Wow! That is hopeful. That is uplifting and inspiring, man. I feel it.
I feel it too, Navi. I feel it with all of you here listening to us. We are so, so grateful that you're sharing your time, your presence, your space, your awareness, your heart, and your energy to realizing miracles, the potential for them, and the miracle that you are. We would like to leave you with some more clear, simple, direct things that you can take away, be with, practice, or throw out the window and do something else after this. But to really synthesize some of the key aspects of so much that's going on right now for all of us in the collective and in the individual, I truly wish that you each come into your highest sense of knowing, being embodiment of yourself. Listen to your inner nudges, suggestions, inspirations, and follow them. Do not wait, do not hesitate, and be okay with your entire process, however it may look.
Beautiful. I'd like to leave you with the intention that you unhinge just enough to realize that the world is in our hands now, guys. Women, men, children, the world is in our hands. Otherwise, the Rona should have taken out all of us. You have more power and ability to impact the world around you. And all I ask you is to investigate, to have an open mind, to turn up the compassion and love up on one another. I used to walk around just loving up the world, all the strangers, and that stopped because I changed, I grew. And as I'm unhinged enough to come back to this place in my heart and my place in sovereignty, I am relentlessly sending out the love, opening up communication with strangers, just adding more very easy, loving things into my interactions, just because. That used to be my philosophy, just because. I'm gonna love you into light just because. I'm gonna love you in spite of our argument, or in spite of that I don't like you, in spite of whatever. This is the time and place, and this is how I choose to show up as, and how I choose to use one of my many innate superpowers. We all have superpowers, and they don't have to be glowing in the dark and walking on water. Just loving is enough. Seeking understanding is enough. I refuse to behave in a way that makes us be on opposite teams. I will stand up for the fact that we are on the same team. I will never back down from that. And all I have to do is seek to understand and love you powerfully, fiercely, unapologetically. So I'm doing it for me so that I can do it for you. You listeners can't see what just happened, but both Thayer and I just dropped the mic. Yeah. All right, Thayer, thank you so much for joining us on Wake Up and Smell the Mother Loving Miracles. I want to direct our listeners to where they can find you. Where can they find you? Where can they find your chocolate? Where can they find your crystals? Where can they find your message? And perhaps where can they find you in person?
Absolutely, Navi. Thank you so much again. It's been an incredible honor to share these moments with you. And I'm leaving inspired, enlivened, thrilled to share with the rest of the world and throughout my day these beautiful miracles that we've been cooking up and smelling this morning.
Woo!
I can also share with you too. I have my Etsy shop online is www.etsy.com/shop/highresonancerocks. I also take some beautiful photos of more of the aesthetic, colorful shapes and crystal structures at Instagram/mindfulofcrystals.
Mindful of crystals.
My mind is always full of them, and I am mindful of them too. I'm here in the beautiful Santa Barbara, Montecito, Goleta Triangle, and I will be here for some time. Please come by and visit. The miracles, the healing, the transformation in this little spot is definitely turned up to at least 11. And I know myself and my wizard brother Navi here will be continually blessing it up and love bombing throughout the day, week, month, year, and millennium.
Cha cha cha. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Thayer. It's always an honor. And you're a great example of finding paradise within yourself. And I do wish all of you are able to find paradise at some point throughout your day, every single day. Be relentless about it. Go after it. And until next time, Thayer, I will have you back on the podcast. We'll be cooking up those miracles, smelling them, and throwing them all over the place. Because there's enough to spare.
There is plenty to go around, folks.
All right. Thanks again, man. Holy divine moment. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea if you enjoyed that. I can only hope and assume that there was at least a piece, a nugget, something that you can actually go out and tangibly use. Because what you are given, you must use. This, we're not here to have you collect all these episodes and not put them into practical use. My name is Jonathan Navi. I am your ever grateful host. I'm excited for the next episode. Always reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but it is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true. It's all for you. You have a supernatural destiny. And to quote Thanos, destiny still arrives. Until next time. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you And the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.